Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we come before you this morning in the midst sometimes of life's ups and downs. Because this week, Lord, we've experienced the broad spectrum of human emotions in many folks' lives, the loved ones who've passed, difficulties and heartbreaks, and yet victories and wonderful things that are happening. And so, Lord, with whatever frame of mind and heart we came today, we pause in your presence.
Yes.
We direct and redirect our thoughts and our emotions toward the throne room of heaven. We come into the presence of the one who has the whole world in his hands. And, Father, we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Calm our fears, restore our hope. Give us confidence in your wonder and grace and mercy. Let our hearts be lifted up. Remind us of your tremendous promises, not the least of which is, Lord, that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Let us lay down our sorrows for your joy.
Yes.
Let us lay down our sicknesses for your health. And find in you our all in all. Father, we want to come into your presence today with full and open hearts of praise and gratitude and assurance. Convict us, Father, where we have fallen short, where we've been lacking in faith, or where we've been disobedient or self-centered. Father, put us in the proper frame of mind on this Lord's Day as we have this opportunity to worship and be renewed and strengthened. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now
have a problem with taking rock and roll and giving it Christian lyrics, but thank God he takes our sin-soaked soul
and redeems us and puts his word in us. And what some people don't know is a lot of the hymns we sing in church came from the tune of barroom songs written for the barroom, and then hymn lyrics were put to them. So be careful before you throw stones. You never know. All right. It's the keyboard this morning.
I believe that day is coming.
Getting sooner too, brother. Hey. A lot sooner.
And I can only imagine, and one of the things I cannot imagine is how CNN will cover it.
They'll all be there.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Amen. You may be seated.
Oh, dear.
Have you ever thought and tried to imagine what that day will be like? We've been looking for it for 2,000 years. We live in the great hope that it will come. We can only imagine what heaven will be like. We can only imagine what new heavens and a new earth. In our wildest imagination, the greatest event, I mean, Christ's first coming was gentle and obscure. A few shepherds. And a few wise men and a few folks around Bethlehem. And he purposely stayed in seclusion most of his life. And even his ministry and death only geographically affected a small portion of the Middle East. When he comes again, worldwide event. Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's exciting. Well, we're glad to see each of you today. And I'm not going to go over all of these announcements right now. One of the things that I mentioned in my opening prayer, I've been made aware this week of some sadness. Nikki Choppa's mother passed away, and we were aware of that at the end of the week, and I'm sure that's a real burden and heaviness. And I understand there'll be a memorial service down in Somerset tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Isn't that correct? So we certainly have Nikki lifted up. And then Sue Ann was telling me this morning, her brother-in-law in Louisville, who had battled COPD for a good long time, just passed away. So I know there's some heaviness and sadness on hearts of people who've lost loved ones. Several of our folks are sick today, battling. I'm thankful Colleen and I are battling a lighter version of whatever the sinus is and back trouble, but I understand Rod Buxton's battling that. So I'm going to pray for all those folks that are battling any combination of the Kentucky crud and Kentucky backaches. We want to pray for them. So I'd just like to open up for just a few moments. I know we have an announcement about another event that's coming up that Ruth probably wants to say a little bit about. I need for her too. And any prayer requests or praise reports, we'll take some time for that this morning. Ruth, I jumped the gun based on our conversation and put all the details about this Sunday afternoon event. I hope they're right.
Well, that sounds weird. Anyway, the time is a little off.
Okay.
I was planning on 4:30 to 6:30.
Okay.
And we are going to have pizza and perhaps ice cream. So this is good, and this is for the kids. If you have something to do for those 2 hours, that's great. But there are a few that I have to round up. I can't take care of the bunch by myself. So I felt like the children kind of got shortchanged at our fall festival because of the weather and such. So we just want to give them a little extra special time. And that's really all it is. Just show up and bring them, then come back and get them.
All right. That's
it. Oh, no, that isn't. We want to do a costume contest. People, places, or things of the Bible. And that means I want all of the kids to come up with it. It means mom and daddies have to help and all that. So that's it.
All right, so just disregard the time. It's 4:30 to 6:30, and then we can correct that in next Sunday morning's bulletin, because we've learned that nobody really reads announcements until the last minute, right? So that's no problem. I don't feel so bad about that mistake. 4:30 to 6:30. 4:30 to 6:30 next Sunday. Great room. All right. We're just sharing anything, okay. Rock, right now. Just kind of body information.
All right. I want to thank everybody for my surprise birthday party the other night, which was totally a surprise. I don't know how y'all pulled it off. But thank you so much, and the cards, and just seeing people I hadn't seen in years, it was just so special. And some of the cards and things y'all wrote were just really touched my heart. So for some of you don't know, I'm 60. Everybody thought I was younger than that, but I just want you to know I'm 60 years old. And my body feels it, but my spirit doesn't, and my heart doesn't. But thank y'all so much for loving me.
You're welcome, brother. Glad it was a success. We're just glad you didn't stroke out on us. Debbie?
I really hope somebody got a really good picture of his face when he walked in that door. It was priceless. Good. My brother and his girls have been here visiting from Australia for the last 3.5 weeks, and they're leaving Thursday, headed back home. So if you would, just lift them in prayer that flights are on time and that they are able to sleep and rest on the flight back. They did not do so well coming, and that is a really long trip, very long trip. So if you would just pray for them for safe travels and that they will be able to rest on this trip home.
All right. Well, please do note there are a couple things that I would ask you to give attention to. I'm not going to elaborate, but thanks to all who helped make the Fall Festival a great success. Every year we're surprised. There were between 85 and 100 people. They just keep coming at the connections, and it's an outreach that is a blessing to everybody. Thanks, Ruth, for all the coordinating work. And there has not been much personal response to the hurricane relief donations in terms of dollars. The church will be contributing out of our resources. We have those. But if anyone would like to give to that specific cause, today probably needs to be the last time to wrap that up. We're going to try to send a check to Samaritan's Purse for hurricane relief this week. So just those reminders. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer, giving thanks for his provision and his blessing, and lifting up the things that might be on your heart. And let's join together. Let's join our ears and hearts to listening, and in unity taking these thoughts and concerns before the throne of grace. Please feel free to lift up your prayers at this time.
Lord, thank you in your wisdom how you've connected us together as a body. You know that we need more than you, and we need you through people. Father, we need people to share our abundance with and share our lack. We need people to be able to weep with us and celebrate with us. And just thank you for the connection that we have here at the meeting place of Community Church. Thank you for blessing that. And help those that haven't plugged into that connection of really being connected, not going to church, but being connected with the body, to see just the joy in that.
Father, just ask this morning that you'd meet every need in your own way and in your own wisdom. Father, I thank you that I was blessed to hear a great testimony this week that you are still the God of miracles, even though sometimes years go by before the result is seen. But Father, when you act, as your word says, you act speedily. You act in ways that we could never have imagined. You put your stamp on things that we can honestly say, had it not been for God, there's no way this could have happened. Thank you for such reminders. Thank you for such infinite wisdom to move sovereignly in your time for that which is your will. Praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait just a minute, George. Remember, Rock said we don't do this so we can all hear, but so it's on our podcast.
This past week at the nursing home where I'm working right now, I had a 68-year-old man that came to know Christ as his personal Lord and Savior for the first time.
Great.
Nobody had ever talked to him about how to go about receiving Christ. And he said he had heard about him. Said he'd heard a lot about him, but nobody had ever given him any kind of instruction on how to. The Romans 10, 9 and 10, the Romans road of salvation. I talked to him about for probably probably about an hour and a half. And I asked, in closing, do you think you'd want to receive this Christ that you've heard so much about all your life? He said, oh, absolutely. So we prayed, and he cried, and I cried, and we just had a joyous time together. So if for nothing else, that's why I was there. You know, that's why I'm there, is to share Christ with those who, his name's Charles Kidd, and the way this all came about was he was in his room asleep, and something shook him and woke him out of a deep sleep, literally shook him, and it scared him to the core. He felt like there was something trying to take over him. And so he immediately came to my office the next day and shared that he had never had an experience like that, and he was afraid the devil was after him. So the devil kind of overstepped his bounds, didn't he? So we give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. Great. Thank you, George. This has been an interesting week in the midst of so much heartache. As I just alluded to in my prayer, I heard a testimony that I can't share it, but it was so wonderful, something that only God can do. It's in the realm of human relationships, and I shared that with someone individually who's going through a hard, hard time now, and I'll just share it publicly. God is still capable of doing things that you never imagined. And sometimes, and my friend said, I've told people God can do wonderful things, but he said, deep down, I never believed this situation could be handled. And he said, it was like God said, see, I'll show you. I can do things that you never imagined. Bible study questions or birthdays, whichever is first, Teresa. By the way, give Teresa a big hand. It's her first day on the video. And she would have just as soon stayed anonymous, but now, Teresa, everybody knows. Happy birthday this week. Happy birthday last week to Rod. That's okay. We'll wait. It'll be coming. Of all the jobs that I could have in church, pastor, custodian, nursery teacher, or video is the hardest one. I would take that as my last choice, because you know what happens whenever anything goes wrong? All eyes turn and you think, oh me, all the pressure's on me. Tomorrow, the 23rd, Michelle Harley, she'll turn 50 and she's in mourning, and I hope, Kent, she's not seeing the doctor. Happy birthday, Michelle. Elizabeth Connect, that's Billy's little granddaughter, on the 25th. And on the 27th, Peggy Roy. Happy birthday, Peggy. Friday the 27th. All right. Is that all the birthdays? Any anniversaries? No? Bible study questions. And these are from 1 Peter, where we've... Oh, yeah. And I ran somebody down this morning, got them. On the back table, both those back tables, there's like a church information update so that we know your birthday and your address so we can keep in touch with you. And as I told the lady who I had fill one out today, you do not have to put the year. It's just the month and the day. The year is not important to us. But please fill one of those out, because occasionally we look for folks and we can't find you, and we want to find you, and we want to be connected. Thank you, Rock. Bible study questions, 1 Peter 4, 7 through 19. What two terms describe the right attitude in prayer according to this passage? Serious and watchful. Question number two, what attribute covers a multitude of sins? Love, that all-important thing that is everywhere in God's Word. Question number three, to whom does glory and dominion belong forever? Jesus Christ. Number four, Should fiery trials be considered strange? They're uncomfortable. We'd like for them to be rare, but when they come, Peter says, don't think it is strange. Question number 5, where does judgment begin? In the house of God. And number 6, what should one do when suffering as a Christian? Commit their souls to God, as who is a faithful creator, the rest of that verse says. All right. Well, last week I forgot to dismiss the children, but I think right now it's time for children's church dismissal with their workers. And then I'll ask the worship team to come and lead us in another few moments of worship, and then we'll have the word of the day.
Stand with me as we sing.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise.
Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my lead and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee, swift and beautiful for Thee. Always only for Thy King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee, filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, Lord, and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
Jesus. I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. I'm accepted, You were condemned. I'm love and wealth, Your Spirit lives within me because You died and rose again. I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. I'm accepted, You were condemned. I'm loved and well.
King would die for me. Amazing love, unknown is true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do, to honor you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love,
blessing and honor, strength and glory and power. Thank you so much, Lord, that our hope is in you. Thank you, thank you. Bless your name.
Each and every one of us gathered here today may gain from being in your presence that which is most needed in our hearts and lives on this day. The strength, the comfort, the direction, the assurance, correction, whatever it might be, Lord, may we sense your presence in such a way and be touched in such a way that we can truly say it was good to be in the house of the Lord today. In Jesus' name, amen.